Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Burt Show.
Buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Get your flower crowns and cowboy boots ready because the Coachella 2025 lineup has been announced.
Okay.
And it is an amazing lineup. The first person announced is Lady Gaga. Will be one of the headliners for Coachella on Saturday. You can check out Green Day as the headliner.
Still so good. I was lucky enough to see them in a small club in Dallas, man. I'm so glad I got to see them at small little area rather than a big old festival, but that's worth going for.
100%, because as much as I like the idea of going to Coachella, it always just looks miserable. As someone who hates crowds, yeah, I don't think I would enjoy it. Like, I want to think I would enjoy it because it's Coachella and it's so hyped up and there's amazing headliners and acts all throughout the days. Every time I look at it, I go, it looks cold and it looks crowded and it doesn't look like there are clean bathrooms around. Up next is Post Malone. I wonder if we'll get country posty or if we're going to get pop posty. Like, which persona is he going to choose?
I would like to see both.
Yeah, I think it'll be a combination.
Well, he's also on tour doing his country stuff. So maybe in this festival, he does more of his pop stuff.
Well, Coachella kind of has a counterpart that's more country called Stagecoach. So I almost wonder if they won't let him do the country because Coachella is supposed to be more like pop, hip hop, and not country, but we'll see. But last but not least, Travis Scott is also headlining. Apparently, Travis is also going to be designing the festival. He says it's a new chapter with a new performance, and whatever he's planning, it's going to be quote unquote first of its kind.
So is this the first time he's doing a festival since everything that happened at his concert and girl passed away and all that?
I don't think so.
No, he's been out?
I think he did one before.
Okay.
Yeah, so hopefully whatever he's designing, he's not in charge of security. But in terms of creative stuff, I think he's going to be very trustworthy with it because obviously, like, he's one of the biggest acts right now. I saw a headline somewhere that said he was, like, the number one hip-hop artist on, like, streaming platforms or he had broken some kind of record. So really crazy good lineup in terms of the headliners. But you'll also be able to see Charlie XCX, Megan Thee Stallion, Missy Elliott in the original Misfits, T-Pain, Lisa from Black, Pink, Jimmy Eat World, Shaboozy, Joe from Stranger Things, and even Yo Gabba Gabba.
What? Who that?
It's a kids artist.
Yeah.
Yo Gabba Gabba's going to be at Coachella?
That is what I'm reading right here.
They should have never told anybody and just had them on stage and people would be looking at each other like, is this really happening, or is the weed just now kicked in?
Who slipped what into my drink?
The gummies are working.
Yeah, so Coachella is going down on April 11th through the 13th, and then on a second weekend from the 18th to the 20th, pre-sale passes go on sale tomorrow, and general admission starts at $600.
General?
General admission start. I see it right here. General admission starts at $600.
But that's for 4 days of concert, right?
Yeah, I mean, so it's a decent value.
It's 2 weekends. That's the festival's 2 weekends.
Yeah, it's 2 weekends, but I mean, kind of still a lot of money.
No, that's a lot. I mean, that's definitely a lot of money, like, but you're getting four days of music.
I mean, to be fair, that's like what Beyonce and Taylor Swift tickets were going for, like, and sometimes even double. So you're getting multiple days.
Yeah, and you're getting the whole festival experience. Have you guys gone to a festival like this that lasts a couple of different days?
No.
I mean, Music Midtown.
Yeah.
Because that used to last three, and then it went down to two, and then
Yes, but different when you go to these. I've been to a couple of them. I was at the Tomorrowland in Belgium. When they do these festivals, it's so much more than just the music, that if you're paying $600 for 4 days of everything that goes along with the festival, I can see people like stretching their cash to try to get to this thing. They're that good.
Okay, so $600 you're saying is a really good value for this?
For all of it, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I won't be there because I still get stressed out in big crowds like that. But you know what? The headliners are incredible. The entire lineup is pretty killer this year. So whoever was in charge of putting that together for Coachella, snaps to you. You absolutely crushed it. I won't be there, but everyone else can enjoy themselves. Jay Leno, he can't stop hurting himself. People are like, what is going on with Jay Leno? Because he was just spotted with an eye patch and bruising all down the side of his face. This is like the third time Jay Leno has hurt himself in the last 3 years. In 2022, he severely burned his hands and his face while working on a car in his garage.
I remember that.
Last year, he suffered several broken bones when he got knocked off a motorcycle. And he was trying to take a shortcut in Beverly Hills and ended up like rolling down 60 feet of a hill.
Oh my God. Damn.
So somehow he is still alive and cruising at the age of 74.
I was going to say, at his age, a fall like that can be deadly.
Dude has vertigo and doesn't even know it.
I know. We need to get him like a life alert or something. All right. Alec Baldwin wasn't invited to his own movie premiere. I'm going to tell you why the festival kept him off the invite list on your next eBuzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That 2 hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.